In today's show, we are doing our first mock draft of the fantasy basketball season. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it indeed.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at redrock_bball and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. As I said, this is the first of the mock drafts that we're doing. We're going to be doing many more of these in the coming weeks leading up to the start of the NBA season. This first one is a 12-team, 9-category head-to-head mock draft. That's what it is. Grabbed a bunch of 11 people from the Discord channel to go in against me in this mock draft. I am picking at number 9. 9 categories, as I said. We're hosting it on Fantrax. Can't do it on Yahoo because Yahoo drafts aren't open to be done. You can only do mock drafts, and then that's really hard to set up in terms of recording a show because you can't make the settings as you want and the times as you want and all that sort of stuff. So this one's on Fantrax. We'll have some hosted on Yahoo as well. We'll do auctions. We'll do deeper leagues. We'll do roto. We'll do points leagues. We'll do a whole bunch of different mock drafts coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks with these shows. So today's one, the first one of those. Really excited to see how this pans out with me picking. I'll definitely do another 12-team head-to-head as well with me picking at another spot, maybe 11 or 12, maybe 2 or 3. We'll just change it around. So some different ideas. If you haven't seen the mock draft videos I've done in the past, they've been pretty popular. People seem to like them. But what I do is go through, I make my picks. I talk about how I'm building my team, but also make discussions on other picks. So you get an idea of how I view pretty much every player that's fantasy relevant through these drafts. So there'll be some dead air because it's really hard to talk consistently for an hour and a half on players, but you'll hear me talk, you'll see the draft play out, and we'll see how it goes. Really excited for this one to get kicked off. I'm also really excited to tell you about Built Go. It is the energy solution for you. When you hit that wall in the afternoon, mental wall, physical wall, Built Go is there for you. It's a healthy replacement for your energy drink, but the energy isn't fake. It's lasting and it's natural. Built Go comes in little 1.5-ounce packages that you can easily stick in your golf bag, in your briefcase, in your desk drawer, whatever it is, and wherever you need it, Built Go is there for you. It's an energy gel without that same crash feeling, and it comes in 3 delicious flavors: peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. Built Go combines energy gel with collagen and protein as well, which is fast absorbing and it gets into your system fast, and it helps with joint health, soft tissue, hair and skin health as well. The stuff will literally make you look better. It also has beta alanine, B3, B6, honey, and some caffeine. So visit builtgo.com, use the promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off your next order. That promo code is LOCKED for 20% off at builtgo.com. Let's go. Let's go indeed as we get ready to kick off this mock draft. Really excited for this one and how it's going to go. All right, let's go into the mock draft room and see how everything's looking. There we are, up on the screen there. So let's get ready to mock draft. All right, guys, let's hit the start button. I'll turn off the sound so you don't get blasted with noise. Let us go. Looks like everyone's in the draft. Well, this one guy has dropped out. Hopefully he'll come back in pretty soon. Anyway, if he has to auto-draft, he has to auto-draft. We've got 30 seconds per pick here, so we don't take too long. Sugar on the board at number 1. Sugar, I reckon Sugar has been in every mock draft video that I've done for about the last 3 years. So shout out to you, Shugs, for being in here and really doing a great job in being in all these mock drafts. And if there is someone else that I'm missing who's always in these drafts, I apologize. James Harden goes at number 1. Russell Westbrook is gone. John Wall is there. That helps Harden quite a bit. Anthony Davis goes at 2 to depress Blazer fan. That is absolutely the standard top 2 you should do. 9-cat head-to-head league. I don't really see a justification for anybody else. Now, you can flip those guys around if you want, but Wall replacing Westbrook really does help Harden. He could get traded. I don't think it's going to happen straight away. Maybe it's at the deadline. I'm not worried about it. At pick 3, Giannis Antetokounmpo, absolutely fine. Now, you look at the projections on Basketball Monster and you see him way down. That's because of the free throws, right? If you're punting free throws, he's a top 3, top 4 player. So whoever that is there, Naija Joltelman, I can't even read it because my screen's too small. He's got Yanni at three. Oh, sorry, and at four. That was Team Mavericks had Yanni at three. Karl Anthony Towns went at four. Damian Lillard went at five. Luka Doncic goes at six. I think all this is going pretty much according to plan. As I always say, there is a set top five to me. Although I would have, instead of Lillard in there, I would have had Steph Curry in that top five. Curry here goes at number seven. That leaves Mr. Black at number eight. And then it's coming up to my pick. I'm going to be down here to Trae Young or Nikola Jokic is going to be my selection, depending on which one. To me, this is the top nine. The top nine's gone as expected. Just the order's a little bit off. Again, I would have had Curry replacing Lillard in there. Doncic at six, Curry at seven, Jokic at eight. So that leaves me at pick nine, which is the end of that first tier to me. Now, there is some concerns with Trae Young. I'm not going to lie about that, about how it works with Gallinari and Bogdanovic there. But Young is still really good. I'll take him here at pick number nine. And it probably puts me into a punt field goal build at this point. That could easily change, and it's not unrecoverable from with Young, but great free throws, great threes, points, and assist numbers. I better draft. Oh, no. I was talking too much. I am going to undo that last pick because I was talking too much. There you go. Trae Young is who I am selecting. Look at me, the only person to go on auto draft. All right, Trae Young is who I am selecting because I was talking to you guys too much here on the video. So Jokic at eight, Young at nine. Again, this isn't a real league, and if I had have missed the time on a real league, it's stiff shit. Like you just. But anyway, you know what? Maybe it's not stiff shit because in leagues, if you have an understanding and someone goes on auto, you can stop the draft and you can go back. I don't think it should be or automatically you screwed it up. I think we should have some sort of buffer zone there. At 10 is LeBron. At 11 is Jason Tatum. The Tatum one is interesting. I don't have him quite that high. He could get there, and especially with Kemba Walker injured, I think it does help him, but some of his real big form was on unsustainable shooting and a real boost in his assists. Maybe that does happen, but there is some concern that maybe it's not quite there. Kawhi goes at number 12, and then Devin Booker goes to the same team at number 13. Well, you know, pick the next pick in the first round. So Kawhi, obviously there's a risk there with games missed, but his per-game value is better than that. Booker goes at 13. You've got Paul George going at 14, or the second pick in the second round. I really like that selection of Paul George there. This is the weird area. Do you trust George? Do you look at Embiid? Do you look at Irving? Ben Simmons going off the board at pick three in round two. Kush obviously getting pretty interested in... that's a punt free throw sort of situation for Kush there. To grab him, if we have a look at Kush's team up there, just bring him up. Who's he got? He's got LeBron and Simmons, so obviously getting the assist up, and you're punting free throw. So it's a really smart selection, I think, to go with him at that spot. It's back to me now. I am just going to suspend the draft because I'm talking for a second. Who am I going to pick at this spot? I think after picking Trae Young with my first selection, I am... What direction am I going to go here with this one? It is a tough one for me. I think I'm going to take the risk with Kyrie Irving. Let's put him down in my queue and resume the draft because my time's running out. I need to be better than that, obviously. So Kyrie goes to me there. Now, it is a risky pick, but I'm just really trying to build up some point guard stats here. Young's not a guy that I'm really worried about getting injured. So I'm putting Kyrie in my slot there. We've got Mr. Black up next. It's hard to talk and it's hard to mock at the same time, especially with a 30-second timer. Joel Embiid, again, this is the risky area. Do you take Embiid or Irving or Kawhi, whose per-game value is significantly better than their total value? It is the risk associated with it before. So my team coming in real strong on points. It's hard to get points and it's hard to get assists as the draft goes along. So if you are competitive in those categories or you want to be competitive in those categories, that's the direction you have to go. Kevin Durant goes next after Joel Embiid, and then Bam Adebayo goes next for the seventh pick at pick number 19. I think that's the right spot for Bam. I've heard him going earlier than that. I'm not as interested in him going earlier than that. 15 onwards, I think, is fine for Bam. But there is some risk that that could bite you in the ass. You got the Clutch Crew here coming in at pick number 20, and he selects Bradley Beal. Now, I do believe that Beal is going to lose some value with Westbrook coming across. Just have some drinks there, have a bit of a coffee. But I think it's fine at this spot. Otherwise, he's more of a top 15 guy. Beal was going to lose some value with Wall coming back anyway, but I think he loses more with Westbrook being there. What a ballsy pick that is. At 21, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes off the board. Now, I think Shai honestly could be a top 10 guy. I would never draft him there, but he's going to get more assists. He's going to get more scoring. He's going to have the ball in his hands the entire time. That might mean some of his defensive stats drop off, but I think he's a second round player. DeAndre Ayton goes next. At pick number 22, absolutely, there's really very little to say about DeAndre Ayton going there. It's just a really strong pick. And then at pick 23, we go with Russell Westbrook. And then Sugar's back on the clock to round out this first round. Sugar at pick 12 here. He went with James Harden in round one. Let's see which direction he goes. At this stage, what are we looking at? It's got to make the pick. If it goes on auto, I might give him a chance to come in and make that selection again. All right, let's have a look. All right, so I'll roll that back. Because I don't want auto picks. I want guys to make their selections. I think it's look, and that's some of that stuff is going to happen in drafts that players get autoed. But I made this timer really short so that we didn't have this podcast going for 10 years. So Sugar back on the clock again. Let's see which direction he does go here. Maybe he goes back to Jimmy Butler. If he expires again, then that's bad luck. Let's see what it does. It looks like he's going to expire again. So, oh no, he drafted Jimmy Butler. There you go. So Jimmy Butler was the player that he wanted. And then he goes again at this is the start of round three. So that's two rounds done. My team, Kyrie Irving and Trae Young so far, which on a per game basis, I think works out pretty okay for me. But we'll say, oh, Sugar, you bastard, taking Yusuf Nurkic at the start of round three. Now, I think Nurkic is going to beat that number, but I think that's the right spot to take him. If you do pick number one, getting Nurkic on the turn at the round 2-3 turn, I think he's absolutely right. Depressed Blazers fan going with Porzingis.
Porzingis.
At number 26, I think it's too early. I just worry about the injuries and then the minutes when he comes back and the back-to-backs when he comes back. I love Porzingis, and he could be a top 20 player per game. But when you're entering the season with an injury, it's a risk for me to take him there, depressed Blazer fan. We're up to pick number 27 now. It's Nikola Vucevic that goes off the board. Again, like DeAndre Ayton, it's just rock solid. Like, it's just the right sort of area for him to go. We're counting down to my pick. We're five picks away. I probably should be deciding what I'm going to do here. I'm going to need some defensive stats soon. Is it too early for me to go to the crucifix? Well, no, because he's just gone off the board at pick number 28. I think he really benefits from the absence of Russell Westbrook, to be honest. Andre Drummond goes next at 29. We are four picks away from mine. Do I do guard again? Do I just go heavy punt here and just punt all big man stats? It's a tough one to stomach at times. Rudy Gobert is standing out to me, but his free throws are a problem. But I do have a fairly decent free throw buffer. John Collins goes at 30. It's maybe a little bit early for me, but I don't hate it. I think that's a fine area to go with him there. I might bite the bullet on Gobert to get some blocks in, or I might just punt the blocks and take LaMarcus Aldridge. Chris Paul and Pascal Siakam go. So I might get LaMarcus. It's boring as shit, but I think it works for what I'm trying to do. Get me some rebounds. Give me a bit of a field goal percentage boost. It's a boring ass pick. And there were other players there on the board. Other guards, Levine and Lowry, Van Vliet, Mitchell, which I hope I can get one of those guys on the way back. But I wanted to get myself an efficient enough center. Again, Gobert still sort of sitting off to the side here. But that gives me a really strong free throw buffer. Now, I mentioned those two names. I picked Aldridge there at 35, I think it was. 33, sorry. And then Levine at 34, Van Vliet at 35. Really, really strong spots for those guys. I think, you know, Lowry's sort of hanging around at the moment. Don Mitchell should be coming off the board really, really soon too. Who else have we got? Yeah, Don Mitchell off the board there at number 36. Pretty happy with how my team's going at the moment. I've got, I need some steals. I really need to boost those up. I've got a rebound deficit. My blocks are actually okay. And my field goal percentage is a little bit below average. So I've got some work to do on those categories. I want to get these assists sorted though. Don Mitchell goes at the end of round three. Chris Middleton goes to begin round four. We are two picks away from mine one. Now at this point, it's hard to get assists and points at this point. So I want to get someone who can hopefully do that. Do I go with De'Aaron Fox? I reckon I might. Oh, you bastard. He just got picked. So I'm not going with De'Aaron Fox there. Do I take the headmaster, Jamal Murray? I think this might be the right spot for the Blue Arrow or the headmaster, however we want to phrase him. Or do I take Gobert? I think I've got the free throws to absorb Gobert, but I really want to get these assists in. Sabonis goes probably a little bit early for Domas. At number 39, it is my pick now. Let's go with the headmaster. Really boost up some scoring. Jamal Murray onto my team. So I've got Trae Young, Jamal Murray, and Kyrie Irving. Not a big boost to my assists, getting him in there. And I've got really strong points, really strong threes, really strong assists, massive free throws. My free throws at the moment are projected to be 87%, so I can really not worry about them as we move forward. I'm sitting perfectly there. My threes are pretty good. My assists are okay. I'd like to get another guard in here, another point guard in these utility spots, or get someone who's going to provide me some assists with my next selection. After Jamal Murray, Mr. Black went with Zion Williamson. Now, Mr. Black, are you punting free throws? Because if you weren't, you are now. Well, that's an interesting pick because Blackie had Jokic, he had Embiid, and he had Siakam. None of those are punt free throw guys, and he's just put Zion on there, which is probably going to turn him into a punt free throw team. So it's a curious move. If I'm not punting free throws, it's really hard to deal with Zion, and that Zion addition brings his free throws down to 75%, and it's on large volume, which is going to be hard to recover from. So it's an interesting decision. Kyle Lowry goes next at number 42, I believe. Oh, no, sorry, not 42. Oh, yeah, I don't even know what number we're at. Yeah, 42, it looks like, for Kyle Lowry after Zion there. That's round four, pick six. Klax City is up next, and they went with Rudy Gobert. So Rudy Gobert fell a bit. Let's play the noise.
Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert.
Clutch Crew goes with D'Angelo Russell at pick 45. I think that's absolutely fine. Now, there is a risk with Russell, with Edwards, with Beasley, with Rubio all there. Maybe he sees a little bit of a drop-off. I don't really believe that'll be the case, but it is a bit of a risk in getting those assists, which are coming off the board pretty quickly here. Outside of points, assists is the category that comes off the board the quickest. And rebounds are getting a little bit scarce as well. And my team's shithouse in rebounds. So my team's averaging more assists than rebounds. That's how bad they are in the boards category. After D'Angelo Russell was DeMar DeRozan and then Ja Morant. Really solid picks. Upside with Morant. Really stable value there for DeMar DeRozan as well. And we've got two picks left to round out round four. So at 47, depressed Blazer fan is on the clock. Let's flick that back over to my team. Jaren Jackson Jr., depressed Blazer fan. I think he took Kristaps Porzingis and he's taken Jaren Jackson as well. Yeah, that is... That's rough because both those guys are going to miss the beginning of the season. Now, that is no shade to you. Well, actually, plenty of shade to you, depressed Blazer fan. But if you're taking one of those guys who's missing the season, I don't think you... And not getting them at real value, I don't think you can do it back-to-back. It's so hard to do. If Jaren Jackson fell to pick 80, then sure. If Porzingis fell to 50, then sure. But taking them in three at four, I think you're really hamstringing yourself. To finish round four, Brandon Ingram went, backed up by Drew Holiday, former teammates. I think, again, really, this draft is going really solid. It's hard to criticize too many people. I'll still do it, but it's hard to criticize too many people. Jaylen Brown goes to depressed Blazer fan there. Now, Brown's going to get a bump in usage with Kemba out. He does struggle in some other areas, but I don't mind that for Jaylen. It's probably a little bit early for me. Although his team's still looking pretty good in the projections. Kelly Oubre goes next at number 51 to Mavericks NBA. And again, maybe it's a little bit early for Oubre. I don't think it's 100% outrageous, but it's probably a couple of rounds before I would have gone there. Marcus Smart, love that pick at number 52. He is going to get more ball handling, more minutes. He's going to look really good, I think, this season. I am super targeting Gordon Hayward with my next pick, by the way. Not that anyone can hear what I'm saying, but I'm going to throw him into the queue because he is who I want. I am really big on what he's going to do. Robert Covington goes next at 53. We've got a few picks left before mine, four more picks before my one. Haywood is who I want. I would consider, he'll get me some assists as well, Gordo. Lonzo Ball goes next, two picks. Can Nate or Mr. Black just not be bastards for these next two picks and let me get Gordy Hayward? That is what I'm looking for. Let's see what Nate does. Lonzo, an interesting pick. I think it's fine. I think I probably would have waited a round or two. I don't know how that mix with him and Eric Bledsoe is going to get, plus the reduced pace that Stan Van Gundy normally runs at. plus the fact that Van Gundy has always limited his point guard's minutes. Toby Harris, I think that's early for Toby, going at number 57. He's the most boring player in the NBA for fantasy purposes. Mr. Black, don't screw it up for me. Just be a nice bloke and leave me alone. Don't take Gordon Hayward. The time is on. It's counting down. You're looking to be not an asshole. Can you do it? If anyone picks Klay Thompson, by the way, I'm automatically reversing that pick. Wendell Carter. Now, Mr. Black, I love Wendell Carter. That is aggressive for him, but I think he's going to be an absolute monster this season. So I'm going to applaud you for getting your dick out and saying, look at it, boys, it's a big Wendell, and drafting him. So I'm happy with it. Now, that leaves me Gordo. So let's go with the big fella. Gordon Hayward. Yeah, there it is. At number 57, I'm pretty happy with that result to get Hayward there. I was maybe going to look at someone like a Mitchell Robinson, because I've got the free throws to absorb him, and he'd really help my field goals and blocks. In fact, I might grab him with the next pick. Let's have a look. Sorry for hitting the mic with my stupid hands. Mitchie Robinson, let's throw him into the queue. Mickey Porter's another one that I'm going to look at soon. So put him into the queue. After Hayward, it was Team Kush going with Clint Capella. I don't think Capella's playing the 33, 34 minutes a night that he played in Houston. That's why I've got him down a little bit in my numbers. I think it's totally fine there. JS just took Michael Porter. I think Porter's starting. I think he's playing 30 minutes. I think he's going to score really well. I like that pick quite a bit for JS. And then Tony Warren Jr. rounds it out with B. Spicer. That's the end of round 5. Pretty solid pick there. Yeah, my team's looking okay. I still want to get more assists in. I need one of these defensive stats. Or, you know, my steals are real worrisome at the moment. Jonas Valanciunas goes at the start of whatever this is, round 6. I need some steals, but I can get steals later on. DeJounte Murray absolutely is on my list here. Or do I take Big Mitchie Robinson? Draymond goes to JS. Now, this is the thing. He doesn't get many assists, DeJounte. Or do I take Miles Turner? That might fit my team. All right, let's go with Miles. Assuming Kush doesn't really just be a problem here. Could I wait for Miles? Who's Fantrax? No, he's Fantrax ADP 60, so he's on this list somewhere. Where is he? Oh, no. Oh, 57, they've got him there. Brook Lopez. All right, let's... Now, that must have been a Q pick. So, let's have a look. Want it rewound? Or are you happy with Brook? Let's just go back. I just don't want these auto picks. Look, it was a Q pick because Klay Thompson's the top of the list, and otherwise he would have been the guy that went. But... we'll see. No, he didn't want him, so he went with the tape. Montrezl, that is ludicrous. I feel like rewinding that just because it's the wrong pick. Let's take Miles Turner here. Get me some blocks back onto my team. Mitch was an option for me. I feel more safe with Turner and his minutes. Mitch was an option, though. I want to get another point guard next. I'm a long way away. I want 16 picks away from mine. So you know, do I look at maximum Derek White?
Maximum Derek.
Maybe. Vic Oladipo goes to Mr. Black. I can't with him. I'm so like worried about what he's going to provide this season. Look, my team is... I need steals. Why do I have no steals? Who am I getting for steals? That's where I wanted DeJounte. That's right. I need steals. Team Nate. He's going to get auto-drafted here. Let's see. If he ends up with Klay Thompson, that... No, Markel Fultz. That must have been on his queue, so I'm going to leave that one because... actually, you know what? I'll give him... there you go. He can go back. God, I would have rather Fultz than Love, I reckon. In that spot, Nate picked Kevin Love at pick 66, which is not bad, but I don't know. I just feel Love's going to... He's okay in that area. Let's be fair. Like, it's okay. It's just maybe I'm just not excited by the pick. Ah, Clack City. I didn't think DeJounte would get through to me. What? Mitchell Robinson is sliding like a bastard here at the moment. That is, who's going to take the first rookie? That's going to be the question because Anthony Edwards is 74th on their rankings. That's nonsense. LaMelo's at 77. I'm big on that one. Bud Hield goes off the board at 68. We're up to pick 69 now.
Giggity.
Big Naja. Why can't I read that my eyes are not going well at the moment. All right, so who's going to make this next selection? Jeremy Grant, that is bold. 69 for Jeremy Grant. I just don't think he's that good. It's not horrendous, but I reckon you're probably... He's probably 15 blokes I would have rather ahead of him here, but I don't mind it. If it makes sense for what your team's doing, by all means. I'm just not that big onto it. Somehow my rebounds are absolute... Not somehow, my rebounds are absolute trash. Because I've only got Miles Turner and LaMarcus Aldridge who are really rebounding the ball. There goes Mitchie Robinson. Let's hit the music.
And Mitch Robinson says, I'll take it from here.
CJ McCollum, depressed Blazer fan. There you go. Is that a homer pick? Probably. And then to round out round six at pick number 72, we've got Sugar on the clock. Let's have a look at Sugar's team. Just give a bit of plug. James Harden, Drew Holiday, Jimmy Butler, Brandon Ingram, Yusuf Nurkic, and then he selected Malcolm Brogdon. All right, cool. Not a bad pick for Brogdon, totally fine. Brogdon's usage will probably be down this year. It was up last year with Oladipo out, and now he's got to play a full season with Oladipo, so that'll probably drop off. The paces are hard to judge as well, because there was no Oladipo in the regular season, then there was no Sabonis in the bubble, so we never got to see them all work together. Sugar takes Tom Bryant. I think Westbrook probably hurts his usage a little bit. It might help him stay out on the court more, because his shooting's going to be more important with Westbrook around, so that probably helps him over Lopez. So I think it's absolutely a totally fine pick in that area. Maxim Derek White sliding here. Is he the guy that I want to get me steals? Do I take OG Anunoby?
What about Scarves?
OG. Stop
Wags.
OG. You better stop OG.
Brook Lopez off the board at 75. Again, just totally fine. Kobe White is another one who's around, but he's just not going to give me the assists that I want. Oh, Colin Sexton. Yep, I think this is the right spot for Sexo. I'm going to put both Kobe and Maximum Derek onto my list. Now, I'm a little bit worried about Derek White. I don't have to worry about him anymore because he's just gone off the board there at pick number 76. I'm a little bit worried about the fact that he's going to miss camp and maybe not be ready for the beginning of the season. I think he'll be fine. That's my understanding of it. And if he is, there's a real value there in getting him. He's got a chance to crack the top 50. Eric Bledsoe's still around. People are just way out on Bledsoe. People look at playoff Eric Bledsoe and just go, well, he's shithouse. But he's always much better in the regular season, and I think that he'll be pretty solid for this Pelicans team, basically just replacing Drew Holiday. So, yeah, he's on my list here. Mikal Bridges goes to Clack City at number 78. We are a couple of picks away from my one. It's really, yeah, picking a pick 9 is not, it's not great. It's not the best. Al Horford goes to Team Nate there, which is a strong pick. I'm going to take Bled with my pick if he is still around. Just get some steals, get some assists in. If Mr. Black allows this to go through. Devontae Graham, I think it's too early for Devontae. He's going to lose assist opportunities. He's going to lose usage. He's going to piss on your field goal percentage, but if that's what you're into, then that's what you're into. Eric Bledsoe comes in for me here at pick number 80. All right, Bled. I had him as a top 60 guy, so I'm pretty okay with getting him there. So far, we are 81 players deep into this draft. All my guys are top 60 players, so I'm okay with that. I'm pretty okay with that. I think it's working out pretty nicely for my team so far. Still got some weaknesses. You can't be strong everywhere. I still need steals. I'm still really down in that. That's causing a problem. But based on the projected standings at the moment, I'm currently fourth. But matching up against the three teams ahead of me, I would beat them in a one-on-one matchup. Goran Dragic, what is that? That's ridiculous. 83 for Goran Dragic. Wow, I don't know what to say about that.
What?
Yeah, okay. Lauri Markkanen goes next, and then Steve Adams. That Dragic pick, no offense to you, Kush, but man, that is rough. Sorry. B. Spicer takes LaMelo Ball. Really good spot for LaMelo. Really like that one for you, Kush. Really strong pick. I think LaMelo is going to be pretty strong. And then JS goes with Blake Griffin. I just don't want anything to do with Blake Griffin. I think he's going to have limited minutes. He's still going to be really good. And look, at this point, I guess we're not too out on it. At pick number 86, I think it's fine to look at him there. But yeah, I have concerns about how all that plays out. All right, I need to do something with this team. Dunk Robinson goes next. Too early for Dunk. He's a real specialist. You can get these pick later on. Kush, I could be very wrong with this, Kush. I didn't like those last couple of picks from you. Let's have a look at Kush's team. He's got Simmons, Levine, Dragic, LeBron, Montrezl Harrell, Sabonis, Capella, and Robinson. But it's good to get people in here who aren't just following what I think or what I say, because I wouldn't have picked Dragic there. I wouldn't have picked Harrell there. I wouldn't have picked Capella there, probably. I definitely wouldn't have picked Robinson there. Maybe it works out for him. It's not how I would have. Oh, man, I was talking too much, and it was my pick. Let's go back onto what I'm going to do there. Do I take Kobe White? Because that was the auto selection. I probably am going to take Kobe White anyway, so let's just do it. I was too busy criticizing Kush's team and didn't pay attention to what I was doing. All right, Kobe White, let's go. Get some assists in. He really improved his assists towards the end of the season. This is what we're trying to do here, is build a team. And if I'm obviously doing a draft that means something, I'm not going to be talking this much or, you know, shitting on everyone else's team. All right, next pick up is pick number 88. Mr. Black. I'm happy to get White at 87. The guy that I really want to get a hand on, giggity, where's the button?
Giggity!
Is OG. Where is he? Let's shove him into my queue. Brandon Clark goes next at 89. 90 is Kemba Walker. 91 is John Wall. Now, Kemba Walker is going to miss some time. I'm out on that. John Wall at 91. I'm all about that. I think that's a really strong pick from you, Claxi. Some real value. I think we're looking at guys like Whiteside here. We're looking at Fultz, who is absolutely going into my queue. I'm pretty big on Fultz for this year, to be honest. And someone else had him in the queue, so I'm going to throw him in mine. I do need a forward, though. So who is it's got to be... Ooh, Mickey Conley. He's around as well. He's another guard for me. How is my team looking in terms of its... Steals are rough. My blocks aren't good. I need some... Who am I going to get for blocks? I've got the free throws to absorb some shit shooters. Do I take Hassan Whiteside? Do I take the wiki, Chris Boucher? There goes Hassan Whiteside off the board.
The world!
And then... So it went John Wall, Ricky Rubio, Hassan Whiteside, Tyler Hero, and OG Anunoby.
Everyone has a hero.
True.
Zero people shouldn't have a hero. Yeah.
Then Anunoby off the board. That shits me. Bojan Bogdanović off to end round 8. Bogdanović still claiming he's got issues with his wrist and he won't be ready for camp. That's a real worry to me. I wouldn't have been drafting him at that spot. Not for me anyway. All right, I need some blocks. I am punting field goals. I'm never being competitive in rebounds, but I do need some blocks and steals. Who is going to do that for me? Is it Boog? Is it Boog Cousins? Can I bring him in to do it? Do I want to focus more on steals or blocks? That's the next question I've got to ask as well. I think I'm going to focus more on steals. After Bojan, it was Joshy Richardson. Then it was Norm Powell. Is it Fultz that I take next? It could be Julius Randle, but his rebounds don't really help me here. Killian Hayes off the board at pick 99. I like it. I like it a lot. Norm Powell at 98. Sorry. I like Hazy going there. I'm going to throw the wiki Chris Boucher into my queue. Got Conley and Fultz. Darius Bazley. Now, I love Bazley as a flyer. You're going real high on him there. Jolof man. Is that what it says? Jolof man? Jolof. I love Jolof. How good is Jolof? It's the best. Made it once, was pretty good. I'm going to make it again. It's fantastic. Anyway, you don't want to hear my takes on Jollof Rice. Clutch Crew, you're on the board. You're on the clock at number 100. Julius Randle goes off the board at 100. 100, and then the next pick is 101, and that's Clack City. We are coming back around to me. It's looking more and more like I'm going to get Fultz. I am going to throw Boog, though. Are you prick? Clack City takes Markel Fultz. Yeah, I'm not really loving that one. That's... Yeah, Sugar says his 30 seconds is killing me. Yeah, it is rough. It is a real tight time window. Mike Conley off the board. You guys are... Do I take... PJ Washington. Mr. Black, piss off. Get all the way out of here with that nonsense. I need steals. And I need blocks. What am I going to do? All right. Screw it. Let's go with Bogdan. Get some assists on the board. All right. Look at my queue just got demolished. Fultz, Conley, Washington. all off the board. So I take with Bogdan Bogdanovic at pick 106. Serge Ibaka goes next to Kush. Otto Porter goes next as well at 107. And now we're looking to end round 9. I don't like that Bogdanovic pick. It was a panic pick to me. I probably should have gone with the wiki Chris Boucher. But, mate, that is not good. That just demolished me. Fultz, Conley, Washington. They were the three who I had there along with Boucher. And Evan Fournier goes to round out round 9. That is real disappointment for me. Let's see. How does that make my team look? I'm still, you know, I'm still struggling, obviously. I need steals. Give me some steals. Is that where I get the ragu? Yeah, probably is. All right, off the board, a couple of guys just come off there. We've got the Italian cock, Danilo Gallinari.
Hands off my cock!
Nerlens Noel. Off the board as well. Obi Toppin. Kush, you are having a draft that I absolutely despise. It could be wrong. I could be wrong. I just don't like the moves that you're making. I don't see it for Toppin. He's not good. I don't think he's good. I don't think the opportunity is there. I know his coach hates rookies. I know his coach hates guys that can't play defense. I could be so wrong on Obi Toppin. I'm willing to admit that. I just don't see it. I'm definitely not taking him with my 10th pick. Oh, I'm on the board. What am I going to do? Let's go with the big ragu. Need to stop talking, Josh. All right. Dante DiVincenzo off the board for me. Lord Alfred Payton's still there. I think DiVincenzo is going to start for the Bucks. I think he's going to provide good steal numbers. Now I've got a bit of time that I can talk to you guys. 16 picks until my next one. I've got Boucher there. I'm going to throw Boog. Big Boog Cousins. Throw him into my queue. No one's taken Klay Thompson, so that's been good. Davis Bertans goes to Mr. Black. Terry Rozier, absolutely worth a flyer at this point. I worry about what the hell is going to happen with him, but it's worth a flyer at this stage. Klax City. Shout out to you if you are still watching as well. Well, actually, we've been smashing through this. It's only been 35 minutes, so that's really good. That's why I set that timer, so we didn't have to do this for an hour. Cousins and Boucher. Karis LeVert goes next. Fine at this spot. He's got upside to blow through it, but obviously there are some downsides to having Karis LeVert. Daniel Tice goes to the Clutch Crew at 116. I think he's a better player than Tristan Thompson, but I think that he will be limited by Thompson's arrival. The Jolloff Man, what did he pick? Dennis Schroeder. I'm not that big on Schroeder, but at this point, really can't complain about that. I was going to say too much. You can't complain about it at all. Rui Hachimura, hate it. Will Barton goes next at 119 to depress Blazer fan, and then Sugar is up to round this thing out at the end of round 10. So that should be theoretically all starters done, and he chooses Aaron Gordon, which is absolutely a great pick at this point. I think I'm going to throw Lord Alfred Payton into my queue and DeLon Wright, some guys that can help me with some assists and some steals. DeLon, thank you very much. They're coming into my queue. There goes Blunty, James Wiseman. If I can hit the button, where is it? There it is. Where are you now? And then Jarrett Allen. Jarrett Allen is a significantly better player than DeAndre Jordan. Will Steve Nash play him 30 minutes a night? I really, really have my doubts. I hope that he does, but I'm so doubtful. Now, it's a strong pick here in round 11 if it works out, but you could end up playing him 21 minutes a night and dropping him real quick. That's the issue with it for sure. Let's time's run out here. Is this going to be an auto pick? If it is, I'm going to rewind it. Lou Williams, let's undo the last pick. Give you another chance at it. See, I like the people here aren't looking at that Anthony Edwards sitting at the top there or Spencer Dinwiddie and going for them. I think that's smart, and obviously these people here are paying quite a bit of attention to what's going on in the NBA in general. So some pretty good picks being made. I think I'm going to take... Boucher's way down here. Will people go for him? Let's get to the stage where I'm going to take a flight. Well, Mavericks did want Lou Williams anyway, so he picked him. But, you know, got to give him the opportunity. Jolloff Man, what are you going to do? He's gone offline, the Jolloff Man. Oh, no. Where's my oh, no button? I don't even know if I still have it. I'm so rusty with this one. Anyway. Nope, can't find it. Oh, no. All good. Seth Curry. Strong pick from you, Jolloff Man. Really like that from Seth. I imagine he starts for the Sixers. Good field goal percentage. Great free throws. Great three-pointers. Really, really solid pick there. We're obviously getting into the dregs of this draft. Fire. Clutch Crew takes the wiki, Chris Boucher. You can, if you want, you can just go and piss off. Like, that's fine with me. Marvin Bagley goes to Clax City. Fine with Bagley. I just don't think he's very good. But at this point, hey, he could really have some big numbers. Wancho to Nate. Now, he's with all those players on that team, he's going to start. But is he going to be good? Is he going to get touches? I don't see it. But again, we're in the flyer-type range of this draft. Spence Dinwiddie goes to Mr. Black, so it is now my pick. Do I go with... I wanted the water boy, so that has screwed me. I think I'm just going to lean into getting some defensive stats. Let's take Lord Alfred Payton. Thank you. Get some assists, get some steals. Doesn't give me blocks, of course. That's why I'm going to get Boogie next. Dylan Brooks, Team Kush. I hate Dylan Brooks as a player. I don't think he's a good fantasy player either. Duff! JS taking D'Lon Wright. That sucks a pretty big one, to be honest. Rashawn Holmes is still around. What are we doing? All right, he's coming onto the team. Boogie goes to Captain Kamen, and that rounds out round 11. Do not take Rashawn Holmes, please. Holmes is falling way too low. I probably should have taken him with my last pick where I took Payton, but I was being silly. Alec Burks off the board to Captain Kamen there as well. Strong flyer pick because who knows what the hell the Knicks are going to do. Darius Garland goes off the board at the beginning of round 2. Kush here on the board as well. Kush, I reckon, is going to take someone who I don't like. Maybe he's going to take Carmelo with this pick. Sorry, Kush, I'm not meaning to shit on you. You just have a very different evaluation of players than what I do, and that's absolutely fine because... I'm not going to be right 100% of the time, neither are you. And he takes Joe Ingles. Yes, I was right. You took a player that I didn't want. So that gives me the big fella, Rashawn Holmes. I will absolutely take Rashawn Holmes at 136 every day of the absolute week. So that's going to help me with my block numbers. I've got 2 bench spots left. I'm going to start to lean into some flyer types more now. Darius Garland was a real flyer type to me at the end there. Kevin Porter is someone I'm looking at from that Cavs team as well as a bit of a flyer. Do I take Aaron Bainesy Baines as well? Yeah, I might. Surprised that no one's taken Anthony Edwards, to be honest. I thought someone would have gone that way already. After Rashawn Holmes, Mr. Black takes Cam Johnson and Nate takes Ivica Zubats. Limited upside on Zubats with a Barker there. Johnson, the Crowder addition scares me off a little bit from him, but he can easily outplay Crowder because let's be honest, Crowder's not very good. Also a little bit surprised to see Derrick Rose still around. The injury is obviously a problem there. Clax City takes RJ Barrett at 139. The percentages are a real problem, but you're not going to get scoring from anybody else at this point in the draft. So it's absolutely a really strong pick. Did I put Bainesy on my list? I did. Kevin Porter. I'm going to just throw him on there and get ready to be disappointed. There we go. Because I'm just talking flyers really here with these last couple of picks. Just some upside guys. Clutch Crew taking DeAndre Jordan. I think that's a solid option. Now, did Clutch Crew take Jared Allen or not? No. So he's that's fine. He's taking that away from that other guy. Joloff Man with Maxi Kleber. Really strong option there with Porzingis out to begin the season. Tyrese Halliburton to the Mavericks at 147, I think it is. Or 142, I can't really read. I think that's solid as well. I think he should start. Jay Crowder goes to depressed Blazer fan. And then Sugar is up at 144 to finish off round 12. Again, can't believe Derrick Rose. And am I going to take Anthony Edwards? It's probably going to happen, isn't it? I'm going to have to take him. Miles Bridges goes at the end of round 12. Why are we not taking Anthony Edwards? I know I don't like him that much, but we're going to have to take him soon. Denny Avdija? Nah, fam. What are we doing? I said fam because it sounds stupid. Terrence Ross, the next one. He went at 146. Malik Beasley at 147. I am going to get Anthony Edwards here. What is going on? Why? I know. I don't really rate him very highly at all. But I think I've got to take the flyer on him, surely. The Joloff Man, maybe he'll come in and take him out of my hands for me. Timmy Hardaway. Yeah, not bad. Hardaway actually was disappointing from a fantasy perspective, despite his really improved on-court play last year. He just didn't do much. Oh, there goes Anthony Edwards to Clutch Crew. Thank you. Alrighty then. Do I take Derrick Rose? I feel like it's definitely Derrick Rose territory here with a late last pick. Who cares if it doesn't work out? Jakob Poeltl at pick 150. I worry a little bit for this season. I think Poeltl's a good breakout guy for next year, but he's got massive permanent upside, Poeltl. Love that. Cam Reddish goes at 151. I don't really see it for Reddish, to be honest. Joe Harris still around if we're looking for a three-point boost at all. I'm going to take... D'Anthony Melton goes. People are just out on Derrick Rose. All right, fine. People know this. I'm not the biggest Derrick Rose fan in the world, but I will absolutely take him at 150. And if I get 2 months of top 70 value, fine. Absolutely fine with it. Derek Rose falls to me there. I have him like as like a top 100-ish guy. So that works out for me pretty strongly. Yeah, my team looks really bad in its rebounds. Like, they're horrible. The block numbers are not great. Can I get someone to help me there? I don't know. Maybe Aaron Baines will be my pick. After Derek Rose, so I'm just updating you. Shake, or Joe Harris goes, and then Shake Milton. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. I know Doc Rivers is talking up Shake Milton, but he's not that good, and he's not going to have that opportunity, I don't believe. After Shake Milton, it was the pencil, Harrison Barnes. Barnesy. Tristan Thompson next, and then Justice Winslow. And we're into round 14. I think that we should do 14 rounds as a standard, because it means that the person picking first doesn't get to pick first in an uneven number of rounds. Because if you do 13 rounds, they get to pick first in 7 rounds and last in 6. It's not fair. Mello to Team Kush. I knew you were going to... Kushy, I knew you were going to take Mello. There is no way that I want Mello in any sort of fantasy draft this year. The Winslow one's interesting. I think he's not that good, but, and he's always injured. And he's going to be injured to begin the season as well. But it's worth it, absolutely, at this point. It is Josh Lloyd's selection. Let's take Aaron Bainesy Baines. Just to give me an upside pick there, because I think he's going to be the starting center in Toronto. Grant Williams, Mr. Black. A lot of people suggesting that Grant Williams might start with Kemba out. I think it probably will be Jeff Teague. Lou Dort goes to Nate. Let's hit the noise.
Bort? Oh, come on, Bort?
Mommy, Mommy, buy me a license plate.
No, come along, Bort.
Are you talking to me? City looking to round things
out.
My
son is also named Bort.
I'll go through my team in a sec and you know, go through it and tell you what I think of it. I think this draft's gone pretty well. We've flown through it. Jeff Teague off the board to Clax City.
My name is Jeff.
Really, really good pick from you, Clax. I think Teague starts. I think he has value to begin this season. It's going to drop off, but that's what you want with these last picks. You either take flyer guys or guys who are going to provide value in the first month of the season, then you can piss them off. That's strong. Danny Green goes to the Clutch Crew. Do they start Shake Milton over Danny Green or Seth Curry? I don't think so, but I guess that's a possibility. Paul Millsap goes to the Jolloff Man. Yep, love it. Really good value to get him at, what, 180 or 166 or whatever we're at. Three picks left to finish off this draft, and then we'll do a little bit of a recap. Mavericks NBA, and of course when we look at the recap, you know, it's you can't get too caught up in it. Jordan Clarkson, bowl. I don't say it for bowl, but there is upside there obviously for him. And then the last pick for Sugar takes Kevin Porter, really, really strong pick to finish off this draft. So that's it, the draft is completed. I am going to go show you the how this all looks at the end of things. So thank you to everybody who was involved in this draft, and I'll come back in a second with the recap of it. All right, so let's have a look at how this team worked out in general. Let's have a look at the let's do my team first. So there's, actually, that's the wrong one. Let's have a look at my team first. So this is on Basketball Monster, the players that I got. The ranking over on the side there is punting turnovers and punting rebounds, which are my two worst categories. So as you can see, I've got majority of my guys as top 100 options. Trae Young, Kyrie Irving, Jamal Murray, LaMarcus Aldridge, Gordon Hayward, Eric Bledsoe, Kobe White, Miles Turner, Derek Rose, Dante DiVincenzo, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Alfred Payton, Rashawn Holmes, and Aaron Baines. Now you see the Baines and Holmes down the bottom, yeah, especially Baines, outside the top 200 in this build, because really where he's thriving is providing rebounds. And Holmes, that's one of his values too. But they're just flyer types. They were two of my last three picks. And, you know, if they blow up, maybe they help me in that rebound category. But they can also help me in blocks and in field goal percentage, keep them back to normal. So I'm not really worried about these last couple of picks being ranked this low. As you can see down the bottom, you can see the strengths of my team. Really, you know, quite strong in assists, massively strong in free throws. I can probably trade some of that away, but I should never lose those categories, really. My points and threes are pretty strong. My steals are pretty solid as well. My blocks and field goal percentage are about average, a bit below average, while my turnovers are poor, but not terrible, they're poor, and my rebounds are horrible. So that's how my team looks. If you want to see how that looks in terms of projected standings, you can see my team there comes in third in that projected standings. Now, what I did in the projected standings module over on Basketball Monster is I did per game value, but using replacement players. So for guys like Kyrie, getting an average or a waiver wire quality player and adding him to the games that Kyrie misses that we're expecting. So doing that, and then I've also done percentage of games to use for your bench players at 50, because we're using that bench as flyer types, as waiver wire streaming types. So you're not going to just get 72 games out of all of those four guys you've got on your bench. That's why I set it down to 50 there. As you can see, my team comes in third in the projected standings, with Jollof Man and Captain Kamen ahead of me. And theoretically, I am going to lose 4-5 to those guys in a head-to-head matchup. I was sitting on top with like a round or two to go, and I think the Bane's addition probably hurts my overall projected standing here, but that's why we look at that as a flyer and we move on if necessary. So I'm happy with where my team sits. I don't like that out of the top four teams, I'm projected to lose to all of them, but I can sort that out. And I'll tell you what is really interesting. Look at the projected standings here. And this ties into something that I've said in the past, but Jollof Man, Captain Kamen, Clutch Crew, and Depressed Blazer Fan all are horrible at assists. Assists fly off the board. They're really hard to get, and you have to really reach for them in those early rounds. Those guys didn't, and their teams are the strongest. I think that's a really interesting takeaway, that a punt assist build might be something that provides some value to you because you're not looking at those point guards as heavily in those early rounds. The other thing you notice is the teams that are strongest in points, Jollof, Kamen, me, Clutch Crew, are up the top. And then you've got a couple of their Sugar and Mavs NBA down the bottom, who are okay in points, but points seems to be a strong one up the top. It's not surprising to see Kush come in at the bottom here, because as I said, every one of his picks I didn't like, but that's just a difference in evaluation of players. And he could be right, I could be wrong, but that's how the projected standings look for that one. Don't forget, subscribe Apple Podcast. Actually, subscribe to Basketball Monster, and you can use the draft tracker. You can use all these tools. You can analyze your team. You can make those moves. I hope you guys enjoyed the first mock draft. Another one's going to be coming next week. It's going to be a roto mock draft next week. We'll do some auction drafts, some points leagues drafts, some deeper drafts as well. Lots of stuff coming. So subscribe Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and on YouTube. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.